You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Back and better than ever, Greeny presented by Progressive Insurance on this Tuesday. It's the 5th of March. We got stuff going on. Tag deadline, big news, important stuff, trouble in Chicago. Russell Wilson is the first domino to fall. Jeremy Fowler is here. Let's go.
Here we go.
Only one place to start.
Quarterback Russell Wilson will be a free agent for the first time in his NFL career.
Any team that is interested in signing him will not have to compensate the Broncos.
It's the largest dead cap hit in NFL history. That's how much they did not want Russell Wilson.
All right, that's where the conversation in football will begin. Jeremy Fowler, my insider extraordinaire, good enough to hang out after we wrap up Get Up this morning. Hembo and the rest of the hashtag crew also with us here as we get this thing started on a Tuesday. And I will make the observation that I make every time Fowler is here, which is not often enough. Jeremy doesn't make his way down to the Seaport and do our show nearly as often as I would like. And every time you're here, my first observation every time is, you are sneaky tall. Like, you see Jeremy Fowler on TV, you only see his top half. How tall would you think, Hembo, if you just saw Fowler on TV, how tall would you think he was?
Something like 6 foot tall.
Maybe less. I feel like he looks less.
5'10 and a half.
I think I would guess 5'10 and a half. I would guess you and I would see eye to eye completely. How tall are you?
So I'm 6'4". My wife says I'm 6'5", so I'll split the difference, 6'4".
What does your driver's license say?
6'4".
Okay. Why does your wife say you're 6'5"?
She swears I'm 6'5". I think I'm selling myself like a half inch short.
See, I have the kind of wife who would go shorter.
Like, you know what it is though? I have no hops. So when I played basketball, I can't dunk, which is embarrassing.
So really?
You don't want to be the 6'5" guy that can't dunk. You want to be the 6'4" and below.
I would have thought that
I could
dunk,
but it's like high school. I could not anymore. So I'm not a jumper.
Hembo, that's actually an interesting way to divide the world up into two different kinds of marriages. There's the guy who's married to the woman who will tell everyone, oh, no, Jeremy is actually 6'5". Or the one who will say, Jeremy says he's 6'5".
Yes, does your wife?
But he's probably closer to 6'3".
Round up or round down? There are two kinds of water.
Which way does she round?
Yeah, I've been drinking my vitamin D's.
Drinking
my milk.
Russell Wilson. Boy, did we have a spirited conversation.
That's vitamin
today.
C.
Who's that?
I think that's vitamin C. Milk is vitamin C.
Milk's vitamin D, right?
Milk is not vitamin C. That's orange juice.
You're talking about orange juice, yeah.
I'm conflating orange juice and milk. My apologies.
Why is it that I take sometimes
how do you conflate those two things? They're so different.
Nutrition advice from you, and you don't know that vitamin C is not in milk? Milk has like everything but vitamin C.
Yeah, he's thinking it through. Hold on.
It has a million other vitamins and minerals.
I've just not looked this up in a while. My apologies.
That's not something one should have to look up.
Is he just thinking vitamin C because calcium starts with C?
Yeah, that was the mistake that I made. The age-old mistake.
Thought so.
Mm.
Now, the thing about Hembo is, now you've made me digress.
I'm thinking about calcium and not vitamin D. That's my mistake.
Vitamin C, said.
Vitamin C.
But that is calcium is not vitamin C. You realize those are two different things.
Yes, but when Jeremy said that, I was assuming they were for no good reason. And we're still talking about it for no good reason.
There is a good reason. You're actually a very dumb man masquerading as a very smart man. That's the reason. But anyway, all right, Fowler, back to you. We had an extremely spirited conversation about Russell Wilson today in which Chris Canty, Robert Griffin III, and Booger really went at it.
Right.
And on TV. And for those of you who missed it, like RG3 was definitely on the side of Russell Wilson's being disrespected. He's way better than the world is giving him credit for being. The Broncos mismanaged this, and someone is going to get themselves a steal. And Booger and Canty were sort of in varying levels of the opposite side.
Yeah.
I think we're going to figure out what the league thinks now real fast.
Yeah.
You reported yesterday he's a free agent for all intents and purposes right now.
Yeah, he can sign wherever. He's not going to be cut to the new league year, March 13th, but he is free to talk with teams shake this out. He's motivated to help his new team however he can because of all that offset money, $39 million in guarantees due from Denver. So he can theoretically sign for the league minimum, and he might consider that to try to help his team. Now, I think he would like a multi-year deal, some sort of commitment to him to be the guy. This is somebody who's made almost $70 million in his career. I doubt he's going to go somewhere to want to compete. He's going to need to be the starter. Otherwise, why would you do it? To your point about the conversation, all of those things can be true at once, right? He didn't play well. He is declining a little bit. Two teams have given up on him, but yet Denver put him in an awful situation, really in back-to-back years, where the plan was poor under Nathaniel Hackett, and then Sean Payton didn't want him. So now he's got a chance to reconcile that. My sense is, talking to people around the league, that he is one of 32 starters. He's still an NFL starter, functional, maybe even somewhat of a quality starter, but he's not going to be as high in the pecking order as, say, a Kirk Cousins, even though Cousins is injured.
But the point is, Kirk Cousins is going to cost you, I'm just making up a number, $40 million a year? Does that sound right? Is it going to get more than that?
If it's less than that, the guarantees are going to be outrageously good.
Mm. Okay. Well, one way or another. And you just said that Russell Wilson is going to be for something slightly over the minimum. So, I mean, that's
attractive to teams. That could be a game changer.
That's what I'm saying.
If you're breaking a tie, a team would definitely go that route.
Well, here's my point. So Hembo, who is the 15th best quarterback in the NFL? Like, I'm just throw a name out there, whoever that person might
be. Tua. Maybe that's disrespectful to Tua. But
yeah. In that weight class, right?
Jared
Goff was available right now for no compensation and $2 million.
He'd be signed yesterday.
The league would be killing themselves to get him,
right? I mean, Russell Wilson might not be as good as Kirk Cousins, but he isn't 20 times worse than Kirk Cousins.
But my point is, so this is going to tell you, if you can get him for nothing, let's even assign his salary this year at $5 million, which I'm just making up a number and it is what it is. And a bad NFL starter gets paid 30, right? I mean, $30 million is what you pay for if you have a bad NFL starter, forgetting about the high numbers. Like just call up the quarterback with a QBR last year. Who was directly in the middle?
I'll pull up the leaderboard right now.
Who was the center? Who was the 16th highest QBR in the NFL last year?
Russell Wilson last year was 20th.
Now, but forgetting him.
So he's not even quit at that level.
What I'm asking you is, who is the 16th?
I'll pull it up right now.
Well, but what I'm trying to do is make a point of how the league views him.
Yeah.
Because whoever the 16th highest rated guy is, if that guy was available to every team in the league for $5 million and you don't have to compensate any other team to get him, there would be a line down the block like in, an ice cream shop on a 100-degree day. You couldn't even see the store. Who is it?
Derek Carr.
Derek Carr.
Perfect.
If Derek Carr, last year, what did Derek Carr get paid? Teams were killing themselves to get him. The Jets were whining and dining Derek Carr. Yeah. Is Russell Wilson not as good as Derek Carr? I don't know. I mean, Derek Carr was so good, they signed him, and New Orleans is back in the quarterback market from everything they're telling me.
Most teams would sign Derek Carr over Russell Wilson right now.
I get
but that doesn't mean Russell Wilson in the right situation can't be
$37.5 million a year for Derek Carr.
So the point, maybe I'm not making it well. The point I'm making is, if teams aren't beating down his door, they're telling you what they think of him. Because he's so cheap that you could get a backup long snapper costs more money than it would cost you to get a guy who, in theory, would be your starting quarterback.
Right.
So, league is answering the question. That's what I'm trying to
say. And what we're seeing, this is a bit of a trend, where teams bringing in new quarterbacks via trade or free agency. We've seen it with Deshaun Watson now, Aaron Rodgers, and Russell Wilson. When it doesn't go well, and there is a variable of a guy going to a new environment, there's that uncertainty there. Doesn't go well, then you're stuck with the money. And we saw how much of a nightmare that is for Denver. And look, if Deshaun Watson doesn't play well this year, how much of a nightmare that is for Cleveland. If Aaron Rodgers, at least he's on a shorter-term contract, so whatever happens this year, they're pretty much in good shape. But it's a concern now where teams are looking at that and saying, okay, do we really want to get that invested in this, drastic search for that quarterback savior, because those guys have been propped it up so much. I think that's coming back to we can play good team ball, good defense. If we have a serviceable quarterback, you can still win some games.
And that's my point. I feel like I'm taking crazy pills, to use that expression. If he is serviceable and he costs you $5 million, why isn't everyone, there's something else going on here. He's got to have a toxic kind of aura around him. That's what teams are afraid of. If He's not Zach Wilson, right? I mean, he's Russell Wilson. He's shown you can do something. He threw 26 touchdowns and 8 interceptions last year. Yeah. And you could have him for $5 million and no one wants him?
Right.
I mean, something else is going on.
It's not a toxic aura. It's just there are concerns about fit and personality. Those things have been sort of out there.
Well, that's a nice way of saying it.
That's a nice way of saying it. Seattle had,
Attila the Hun had poor table manners.
Yeah, that's a nice way of saying there's a toxic aura.
Two teams have had it, right? Seattle and Denver, they both had those concerns. So does a new team, are they willing to mesh with this personality? Or has Russell been humbled in some areas? Or is he willing to change? And how do they marry those two? Like, that's going to be fascinating with this free agency market. Those kind of discussions about how he fits in the locker room.
Greeny presented by Progressive Insurance. Get a business insurance quote online in as little as 6 minutes. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com. One more. I opened the TV show this morning by saying we got trouble right here in the Windy City. The capital T, which rhymes with B, which stands for the Bears are stuck. The league is calling their bluff. Everybody knows the Bears have to trade Justin Fields. Yep. And whereas I thought there would be at least two teams excited enough about the possibility of Fields that it would create a market, as it has turned out, it looks like the league is willing to wait them out, and that is going to put them in a bad spot.
Yeah, potentially. It sounds like, or it feels like right now, that he won't be the first domino to fall. That feels like it's going to be Kirk Cousins in free agency. And probably in some ways Baker Mayfield, assuming he goes back to Tampa. That's sort of the expectation league-wide, right?
I don't even think of that as free agency. Like, right. To me, that he almost might, feels though. Like a fait accompli.
I wouldn't sleep on that. They have to get it done still. I do think he'll go back to Tampa, but he's going to have some intriguing teams that like him, more so than people would have thought. You know, so if he can get out there, that changes things.
Let me just stop you.
But then
one
Tampa
second.
Would be open, so it's sort of a sliding door.
Let me stop you one second. If I told you right now, and I don't know what the money is going to be, but I assume Baker Mayfield is going to get a lot of money. Right? I mean, he played well last year.
Yes.
He's going to get paid a lot more than what Justin Fields is owed for the next 2 years.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Justin Fields is owed whatever his
six
contract
plus
is
25.
This year.
Six
plus 25, yeah.
So $31 million for 2 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Baker will get much more than that.
So get much more than that. $15 million a year for a starting quarterback. Would you rather have Baker Mayfield, forgetting the money, if the money was exactly equal, Hembo, would you rather on your team right now have Baker Mayfield or Justin Fields?
I would rather have Justin Fields, but Justin Fields requires me to give up a draft pick. Which is a part of it. I mean, if I have to give up a 3 or a 4 or a 3 and a 5 or something like that, then I'm willing to do it. But I'm not trading a second round pick for Justin Fields when right now there is a surplus of quarterback options. We mentioned Kirk Cousins. We just mentioned a cheap Russell Wilson. Maybe Baker. How about the 6 quarterbacks in this year's draft? If I'm drafting in the middle to back end of the first round and I can get a quarterback, let's say Bo Nix or Michael Penix, on effectively a cheap 5-year contract, why wouldn't I do that? It's all about how much they're going to cost, which is why to circle back to the very beginning, the Russell Wilson piece of this is super stinky because he's going to cost you almost nothing.
So going back to it, how will the Fields thing play out?
So there's going to be enough interest, I think, in the next couple of weeks. Once everything shakes out in Chicago, we'll have some sort of leverage. Like, there's enough talent there and upside in Justin Fields where somebody will jump on it. But finding the fit is not easy. Like, I look at the Falcons, right? That's sort of a logical destination for Justin Fields. They come from the Rams system, right? Raheem Morris, new coordinator Zach Robinson. They had Matthew Stafford throwing with rhythm and timing, right? Like, not that Fields can't do that, but is Kirk Cousins a better fit for that kind of
Absolutely.
Offense? Absolutely. That's sort of the prevailing theme, right? So it's like, where's the fit for Fields? So it's his numbers based on, like, fourth quarter throwing, completion percentages, yards per attempt. They're not great, right? But everybody sees the talent, so who's willing to say, I'm going to bet on that and the upside, and I'll get the best out of him as a passer? I don't know who that is.
New England? Are they going to be in play for a veteran quarterback?
Yes, but it might not be who people think. Like, I could see Jacoby Brissett there, and then you pick Jaden Daniels or Drake May at 3, and you
could you see Pittsburgh being involved here?
I don't.
You don't?
My feeling out of the combine is that it's going to be Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph.
We're going to run out of Justin Fields teams really fast.
Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph, they're going to go after everything that happened last year, and is Tomlin want out of there and everything else, they're going to go into next year with Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph.
I think there's a decent chance of that. I'm not saying 100%, but that's sort of been the feeling. Arthur Smith, the new OC, went down to South Florida to meet specifically with Kenny Pickett and sit down and sort of start to rebuild him.
How about Vegas? What does Vegas do in a quarterback?
So Vegas is somewhat open. I like the Russell Wilson fit there. I just think when the dominoes fall, he could be right there for him, and they can still draft a guy if they can get up to the top and try to get a Jaden Daniels. Like Antonio Pierce, who's with him in Arizona State, would love that, I think. But I don't think they can pull that off. So Russell makes a lot of sense. You're a roster in the middle, right? But there's some upside there, and there's some ability, and you're thrown to Devontae Adams, and Vegas Lights, and you know Sierra can go do shows there. Like there are some options. Like, yeah. I like that fit. And then you know Fields, if he goes there, he's going back with his offensive coordinator.
Feels unlikely.
Luke Getsy seems like a terrible fit.
And I don't know. I don't think they were on bad terms or anything by any stretch. And they got better at the end, but it didn't work out.
They got so much better that the Bears fired Getsy and are going to trade away Fields. That's how good.
And not to Getsy.
All right, Fowler, you are the best. Go continue being tall and extremely knowledgeable. We will continue.
By the way, I do see that chocolate milk does have a good bit of vitamin C, in my defense.
It does not.
You're really stretching here.
Google it.
How are you defining a good amount?
More than 1 milligram.
Amazing.
You know what my doctor says? Do not let your Google search interfere with my medical degree. We're back in a moment. Seriously. On ESPN Radio. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Greeny, the podcast.
Greeny with you on ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. I'm worried about one member of the hashtag crew. I'm concerned, and we're going to have to get to the bottom of that in 30 seconds after this word from Grainger. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. So anyway, I feel like the world has really come to enjoy the hashtag crew, which assembles around me every single day here. Hembo with me in New York. Cam and Bubba back in Bristol. Brandon is with us most days here in New York City, and we hear from him. Pineapple Jack has become a character on this show. Hashtag Nuno, of course, was an original member of the hashtag crew and remains like sort of he's a hashtag emeritus. And so we've sort of created like a big sort of dysfunctional hashtag family here. And so during the break, I think if one of the members of the crew is obviously in a bad place, it is a cause for concern for all of us. So earlier this morning, I received to the group chat that we have amongst the members of the radio staff a photo from Bubba. Hembo, of course, saw it as well because we're both on this, of Cam and Nuno, and they're wearing the same shirt. And it's not a very normal shirt. Like It's like a red and black flannel shirt. It's like two people might walk in the same powder blue dress shirt on a given day and you wouldn't think anything of it. It is a very noticeable shirt to both be wearing on the same day. That is not a value judgment on the shirt. It is just a striking shirt. So I said in the commercial break, right before we just came on here, I said, so I saw you and Nuno in the shirt, you know, wearing the same shirt. And I said, and it was that shirt. And Cam got incredibly defensive. I would describe him as standoffish. Mm. I would describe him as almost aggressive in his response to us, as though I had somehow insulted his family by merely pointing out,
well, my mom bought me this shirt,
that so. You are wearing the same shirt as Nuno, and that it is a very striking shirt to be wearing at the same time, right? Like, I guarantee you, anyone watching the broadcast feed of this right now with the two of you sitting next to each other is hysterical laughing at the image of the two of you sitting there in those shirts. Not because there's anything wrong with the shirt. It's just freaking hilarious. So, Cam, I'm concerned about you.
I know. You keep saying this.
So why were you so upset?
I wasn't upset. It just seemed in the tone that you used.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean, you had a tone. You had a tone. You very clearly said,
it's that shirt.
Yeah.
In that shirt.
It just seemed like you were making a value judgment on the shirt.
Let me ask you a question. How many people do you think, let me ask Nuno. Nuno, how many people do you think are currently walking around the Bristol campus at ESPN today? How many people do you think are working at ESPN today? Just give me a ballpark.
Let's say 1,000.
1,000?
Yep.
1,000.
If you
sounded like he said a dozen.
It did. I think he said 1,000.
I said
it starts with a D. Yeah.
March 20th, 2020. A thousand. Okay. You guys also look like you both work at Bass Pro Shops. Sorry, Cam.
But here's the
no
point.
No offense. Yeah, that was offensive.
Here's the point. If you walked the entire campus and you saw every one of those 1,000 people, do you think any of the rest of them are wearing that shirt?
No.
No.
I would say yes.
I get your point. It's you know, we get swag around here, right? So you'll run into someone who has the same, you know, a greeny show shirt. Like, that type of thing. That's common. You know, wearing a red plaid shirt, like, today, like, it's not common.
That's correct.
I get it. I can get where you're coming from.
Why is this not common? It's like a red and black flannel.
It looks like we're doing a remake of Twins.
It doesn't mean that no one else owns this shirt.
No one is saying
you're
no one
so
owns
defensive.
It
you is just a very... said no one else owns it.
No, I said it is not a shirt you see every day. I mean, maybe you see it every day, like if you're going to like a duck hunt.
A
lumberjack convention.
Or I was thinking almost like a 90s grunge reunion concert. That's when people
were wearing
those shirts everywhere, right? Like when Nirvana and those bands were like hugely popular. I'm probably dating myself here, but everyone was wearing like the flannel shirts and all that kind of stuff. And that's what you look like a little bit right now, which isn't a bad thing. I have told you a million times, you are a handsome kid. I've said that 100 times.
It's very
I don't dislike the shirt, and yet you are obviously, your dander is up on everything I say, and I'm worried about
There's
it.
There's a common denominator, Greeny. It's me. That's what it is. He's offended. That's why he's offended and angry, because now it's like, oh God, you're comparing him to me.
Didn't
like,
you see my beautiful smile in the picture that Nuno and I took? I'm not offended or anything by wearing the same shirt as Nuno at all. And I don't get cranky until I'm given reason to be cranky.
No.
You have
cranky.
Not been given reason
even
to be
now,
cranky.
You're my, the only one my not clothing laughing along was, here. Everyone's having fun. The audience is having fun. We're all having fun. The world is having fun.
Oh,
Cam
God.
Is somehow upset
still,
by this entire
still,
thing.
I'm fine.
Bubba,
you're not fine.
Bubba, you're the producer of the show now. How are we going to handle this from a, you know, from an HR perspective? Mm. Like, I'm concerned about Cam's feelings.
Morale is low.
His dauber is down.
Bubba's on my side here.
Bubba, you're on his side. You think I have insulted Cam?
No, well, I do think there was a tone of when you said it.
Oh, so my God.
A tone. Everything has a tone.
What are you talking about?
This shirt has a tone.
Yes, the shirt has a tone.
Nuno is on my side.
I'm on the side that there was a tone of when you said that shirt, and then that Cam is overall, he's doing fine. Cam's fine. Everything's fine. They are dressed the same. It's funny, But you definitely are looking down on their shirts.
I am not looking down on the shirts.
Yeah, it was very clear that you were mocking their shirts.
Can we please get this picture up on ESPN Radio's? Is it up there already? Just get a picture of the two of them up there. Everyone on planet Earth will have the same reaction that I have, which is you're a striking-looking pair of people. Like, just the two of you together, there is something vaguely amusing about the sight of the two of you. And the fact that you're wearing the same shirt. Now, again, if it was just like a white T-shirt, no one would even notice. But when you're wearing a red flannel Nirvana slash lumberjack shirt at the same time, it is very noticeable. That's all I'm saying.
Sounds good to me.
All right, let's move on from that. Again, he's so passive aggressive, right?
It's, it's the Philly. It's the Philly in him. He's just angry.
There's no good. This is nothing good can come from this. All right, but Nuno, while I have you, so you love nothing more than the worst things that have ever happened in the history of mankind, right?
Very true.
Russell Wilson trade. Now that it is officially over, now that it has officially been, they're going to cut Russell Wilson. They're going to get nothing for him. On March 16th of 2022. The Denver Broncos acquired Russell Wilson in a fourth-round pick. In exchange, they traded two first-round picks, two second-round picks, a fifth-round pick, a quarterback in Drew Lock, a defensive lineman, Shelby Harris, a tight end named Noah Fant, and they promptly signed Russell Wilson to a $242 million contract, of which they will now receive an $85 million dead cap charge by releasing him. Is that the worst transaction in NFL history?
I want to say yes because of that dead cap money, but then I started thinking about, and I think, Greeny, you like this, the Ricky Williams, Herschel Walker. By the way, I think, and we figured this out today, if there is a player available and it's a blockbuster trade in the NFL and their last name ends with a W, don't do the trade. Ricky Williams, Herschel Walker, Russell Wilson, just stay away from
Deshaun
that.
Deshaun Watson.
Wow. So like, just like stay away from that. I do think it is because he was supposed to be a cultural changing type of QB, right? And all I think he's done is he destroyed that. So like, he puts you behind 2 years, even though he was pretty good last year. Just the damage that he did coming in there with the demands of my own office, parking space, don't talk to me, talk to my guys if you want to talk to me. Like all that stuff. He wasn't a team first type of guy. So that puts you back. And now the guys that, you know, Seattle ended up drafting are really good guys and are helping, you know, helping them. And now you're sitting there with $85 million. And what are the Broncos going to do, Greeny? They're going to go, like, you're going to trade up to get something? You're going to draft Bo Nix? I know that's what Orlovsky's on, right? That type of thing. Are you going to get into the Kirk Cousins sweepstakes? Like, I just think you've just destroyed your franchise.
So the mock draft that came out this morning from our Jordan Reed has the Broncos not getting a quarterback. It has J.J. McCarthy going one spot before their pick. It has them taking a pass rusher named Jared Verse out of Florida State, who I like, but that's obviously not addressing the issue. Here's what I'm going to say. The Broncos, and I take no pleasure in this. I mean, I speak as one whose beloved franchise has made a million terrible moves in my lifetime. They deserve to suck for having done this. Because what they've done is organizational malpractice. This is like a breach of their fiduciary responsibility. When you go as all in on Russell Wilson as they did, then you have a responsibility to have done your homework, to be prepared for everything that it brings, and to do what it takes to make it work. You got to go to you got to freaking go to the end of the earth for that thing not to work. For them to be trying to reset 1 year after making that move by hiring Sean Payton, who clearly had no interest in rehabilitating Russell Wilson, because at his best days, Russell Wilson wasn't running the offense that Sean Payton wants to run effectively. So what you basically did was you went out and you acquired Russell Wilson, and then you said, but wait a minute, he's difficult, he's a prima donna, he is unto himself, he's not a great guy for team culture. Wow, if only every player on the Seahawks had been saying that in front of every microphone they could find for the last 10 years. The whole world knew this. So you had to go into it knowing that and being prepared for it. Instead, they hired a coach who obviously couldn't coach at all, and because they thought he was going to get him, Aaron Rodgers. Now you got Nathaniel Hackett. They got no plan. They bring in him. They trade everything in the world away. And then when it doesn't work out well, they decide, well, I guess that didn't work. Let's throw $1 trillion at the next shiny new toy that comes down the pike, which is Sean Payton, and let him tell us, you know what? You got to give up on that. Got to just throw that out. All the stuff you gave up, all the organizational assets, everything else you just gave up, and all that money, you got to walk away from that right now instead of trying to rehabilitate it. Russell Wilson may not be great. He isn't this bad. He's not bad enough to absolutely tank your franchise. They screwed this up. And incredibly, in a league where people get fired for everything, the person who engineered all of these moves is still in his position. That's the one guy who they don't seem to get rid of no matter what else happens. I'm not sitting here calling for anybody's job, but it just happens to be the reality of the situation. So this is organizational malpractice of the to the 1,000,000th degree, and it will set their franchise back forever because it should. When you make mistakes this bad and compound them the way they have, you deserve what's about to happen.
No question about it. It is an organizational failure, but what I can't square is the fact that Russell Wilson was not terrible last year at playing quarterback. He was merely average. What the Broncos effectively did was decide, we would rather pay you $85 million over the next 2 years to play for someone else or no one else than endure your presence. This reminds me a lot of something I lived with Carson Wentz. I'm an Eagles fan, and I saw in 2020 Carson Wentz effectively forget how to play football. But no one in the national media decided that it was his fault. They decided it was everyone else's fault. And so the Indianapolis Colts seemed to agree with that. So they traded a first-round pick for Carson Wentz. He then played average football in Indianapolis, and they could not get rid of him fast enough. Jim Irsay hated that guy. I see a lot of similarities between Russell Wilson and Carson Wentz, which is to say the performance bar that they have to clear is so much higher because it seems that everyone else in their orbit just comes to resent everything that they represent.
There is another explanation on Wilson. You're not wrong, and neither one of us knows which is right. But I don't think Sean Payton wanted Russell Wilson if he was who's the best glue guy there is, Nick Foles. If he was Nick Foles, who everybody loves to this day, that's not who Sean Payton wants to be his quarterback. So the minute you hired Sean Payton, look, no one knows this stuff better than you do. You study what teams' tendencies are and what offense they run. Russell Wilson never did any of what Drew Brees did well.
The only thing he did well was also be 5'11".
Also
11.
Be short. That's it. They were two good short quarterbacks. And someone said, well, it worked with one of them. It's got to work with the other.
Then
they're
why
both
hire Sean Payton?
Because they don't know what they're doing.
Then why did he take the job?
Because he knew he could get rid of that guy and buy himself as much as a carte blanche because he, A, that's A, B, the world wasn't knocking down his door the way we all expected it to.
Hmm.
There were a lot of jobs he wanted he didn't get. He wanted the Charger job. He could have waited that one out a year. He wanted a lot of other jobs. They didn't want him.
Hmm.
The world didn't want Sean Payton, not at the ticket that he wanted. He needed someone to be willing to pay him all that Walmart money. And Walmart happened to have it. And I don't think Sean Payton was as sought after as he expected to be or a lot of us perceived him to be. And he clearly either sold them a bill of goods or told them directly up front, I'll take this job. But I'm telling you right now, Russell Wilson's not going to be our quarterback when we start winning.
Well, to answer the question that you asked Nuno 5 minutes ago, did they just perform the worst transaction in the history of pro football?
If it's not, it's got to be close. I mean, how could it not be right up there? It's devastating. The dead money part of it is absolutely devastating. Ironically, 2 days later, so the Russell Wilson deal happened on March 16th, 2022. On March 18th, 2022, Deshaun Watson wound up in Cleveland, and Houston got the Browns' first-round picks in 2022, 23, and 24, plus a third-round pick, plus fourth-round picks in 2022 and 2024. It's never-ending. So those two have got to be, certainly in recent memory, as bad as any trade you could ever possibly make.
And in that case, it was $230 million, every cent of which was fully guaranteed for Deshaun.
It was a contract that kind of shocked and rocked the entire National Football League. Now, I'm being told we need to update the shirt picture that was what is going on with the shirt picture?
Yeah, so Rob, our digital guy, posted it on Twitter.
He's right here, yeah.
Yes, so a couple comments that stuck out to me. One person was surprised that Bubba was white, and someone else said Cam is not as handsome as you say.
Well, that's not nice. See, I could see you. Why is it that you laugh at a stranger?
Because it came from someone I don't know. I don't have any opinion on Brian Key 11954897.
But he's got an opinion on you.
Your guys have opinions that I value, and when they don't line up with how I feel about myself, it wounds me.
No, there's just something.
I don't care
else
about
going
Brian
on
Kennedy.
Here. Yeah, I think you do care more than you let on. And anyway, the photo is up right now. It's on ESPN Radio's account. I'll retweet it. You'll be able to see it in a minute. Anyway. Embo trivia, go.
We're going to do group trivia coming off of that Russell Wilson discussion. So I am looking at a list of NFC quarterbacks in the Super Bowl era. Okay, there are five NFC quarterbacks that have won more regular season games than Russell Wilson. He won 104 for Seattle. You're going to give me all five quarterbacks in the history of the NFC to win more games than Russell Wilson did.
Oh, that's great. The answer's next, ESPN Radio.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Greeny, the podcast.
Greeny with you here on ESPN Radio. We're live at the Seaport. We're brought to you by Grey Goose. We are agonizing on a very good trivia question here. Hembo, go.
It's group trivia. I am looking at a list of NFC quarterbacks in the Super Bowl era. There are five NFC quarterbacks that have won more regular season games in the conference than Russell Wilson did. He won 104 games as an NFC quarterback. You're going to give me the five that have more than he does.
Okay. So I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 names written down for two spots.
Yeah, we got a lot.
Whoa.
So let's go with the ones that we absolutely know have to be right first, right? Let's say the ridiculously obvious ones. Brett Favre has to be right.
That's right. 177.
I tinged it before you told me we were right, but it had to be right. Aaron Rodgers has to be right.
That's correct.
Yeah.
He is at 147, which is second.
And, guys, we feel very good about Brees, right?
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah, definitely.
It's got to be Drew Brees.
That's right. Yeah. Drew Brees is third with 142 wins.
All right. So those were the three that we thought were locks.
All right.
Now, I'm just going to say aloud all the other names we have. There's no way it's Randall Cunningham, Brandon. I'm sorry.
Nope.
No, that's ridiculous.
Joe Montana, Matt Ryan, Eli Manning, Donovan McNabb. I've written Rantana down twice. Staubach, Aikman, Tarkenton, and Matt Stafford. Stafford is a fascinating one. Stafford was drafted the same year as Sanchez, which was his rookie year would have been 09. Even in going to the Rams, he's been in the NFC. So he's probably added another 20 wins, let's call it, in the regular season since he got to the Rams. So in those 10 years, see, I don't think they wouldn't have averaged 8 wins a year.
I don't
he was
think
on
so.
Terrible teams. I'm going to say no.
I think Matt Ryan is probably also a no. They had some bad teams.
They had bad years. The great ones, like for Montana, for example, I feel like he's got to be right. He's got to have. I mean, they won their first Super Bowl in the 81 season. They were still winning the Super Bowl. They had home field advantage against the Giants in the NFC Championship game in 91. They won 4 Super Bowls in that stretch of time. I know he had an injury or two along the way. It feels impossible to me that he didn't win 100
games. They had a couple shortened seasons too in there, though, too.
Oh, that's true. There were two short
seasons in there in 82 and 87.
That's true. Did Aikman play long enough? Staubach, did Staubach play long enough? Staubach, you know, because of his naval service, didn't come to the NFL until he was like 27 years old. Tarkenton, did some of Tarkenton's career would be before the merger, but most of it would be after.
I'm really confident in Eli.
You really think, and Brandon is saying he is too.
Well, all right, Randall, calm down.
All right, you want me to go? You want me to go, Eli? Eli started in 04.
Eli, I think Eli makes sense.
Are you locking it in?
We're going to go Eli Manning.
That's right.
Oh, woo! Yes. Oh, boy.
Eli Manning has 117, which is fifth on this list.
Isn't he exactly 500?
You're missing number 4. He is exactly 500.
That's crazy.
So there's one in between. This person won more than Eli, which actually is a meaningful hint.
Yeah.
Because I think it removes the guys who didn't play. It's got to be someone who played a lot of years.
Won more than Eli and less than Breeze. That's where we landed.
It's got to be a lot of seasons. I think it's either Montana or Tarkenton. If
not
I'm
McNabb.
Guessing, how long was McNabb in Philly?
99 to 2009, and they were winning. They had several 12-win seasons, several 11-win seasons. I think he's got to be on the table. And then even though he was bad, he did have a couple years in Washington and Minnesota where he at least probably stacked up a couple more. So I think he's on the table.
That's an incredibly good guess.
Brandon, Jack, do you guys have a final answer? They're agonizing over
he
here.
He does. Okay. Well, let's not analyze who we hate. Who do we like? All right, Bubba, I'm letting you make the call here. He's thinking he feels good about McNabb.
I mean, I think the question is how long did Tarkenton play in the Super Bowl era? I think
he played a long time. I mean, they were in the Super Bowl against the Raiders. That was the 77 season or the 76 season into 77, one of those. And they made four Super Bowls total, of which then. I think he was the quarterback for 3 of them. Wait, the NFC, when was the merger? 70, not 66. Take out Tarkenton. It's all not right. Tarkenton. Take out Tarkenton.
So let's
I was thinking of Super Bowl
one. Nice job there.
Okay, I added 4 seasons I shouldn't have.
Nice job there.
It's either Montana or McNabb. Which one do you like?
I think McNabb played more than Montana. I mean, I know Montana had
went to the AFC.
Had the run, but yeah, it was like we had the shortened seasons, we had injuries, we have the AFC. I think McNabb makes more sense if you think it out.
My guess is Montana has it with the Chiefs years, but those obviously don't count. So okay. McNabb had all of his career in the NFC.
We're going
right.
to go.
Let's go, McNabb.
We're going to go Donovan McNabb.
Come on.
And the correct answer is Matt Ryan.
No! Come on! Oh!
The last thing Pineapple Jack said was, I don't hate Matt Ryan. And I silenced him.
Oh, that's tough.
How close were we?
Very close. So Russell Wilson, again, is 6 with 104. Joe Montana is 7 with 100. And then tied at 98 are Matthew Stafford and Donovan McNabb.
Oh, man.
Good God.
You peppered it.
Come on.
Matt Ryan won 120 games.
What?
For the Falcons.
Feel bad. Ooh. That we shortchanged Matty Ice.
Brandon's had a couple of those lately.
A couple of what?
A couple of those close misses. He had the Roger Craig miss. Yeah, he's had a couple
close
misses.
It was
Jack
who said it.
It was Jack who said he didn't hate Matt Ryan.
Man.
I think Jack said, I don't hate Matt Ryan, and Brandon said, I hate Matt Ryan. But I mean, but you
painful.
Said what I'm trying
painful.
To say is we cannot credit you with having been right when your last words on the subject were, I hate Matt Ryan.
Oh, that's painful.
let the record painful. Show that if Matt, if you're listening, or Sarah, if you're listening, which is his wife, when we say we don't hate Matt Ryan, we don't literally hate Matt Ryan. He strikes me as a very nice guy.
But let the record show that Brandon just keeps yelling in the background.
Yes, that's exactly right. Like, Brandon just yells things in the background. So within, he's
we have a microphone. Either get on or stop talking.
Let the record show that Brandon is trying to take credit for having had this right when his last words on the subject were, I hate Matt Ryan.
Here's what we got wrong.
Put his mic on.
Oh, my God.
Into the ether, I said... Randall Cunningham, and then I also said Matty Ice.
How many did Randall Cunningham have? Is he even on page one?
81.
81.
Not bad.
Not a terrible
guess.
Yeah,
it's not bad.
The problem is McNabb was injured a lot, too, and I forgot that. Matt Ryan was never injured.
I went with McNabb based on Cam. I'm not going to lie to you. I like that shirt a lot less now.
I don't think you ever liked it.
As a result of this McNabb.
They look like the brawny paper towel model.
There seems to also be a sort of prevailing opinion on Twitter that you have oversold Cam's handsomeness.
Yeah, that hurts.
That's because you got that ridiculous haircut. I told you at the time, with the long hair. See, the reason people don't think Cam is handsome is they're not seeing him with his, Joe Jonas hairstyle. They're not seeing it at your Kevin Jonas best. You had like the big flowing hair. It's growing back. It's coming back.
Yeah, let's post a picture in a couple months. They'll think I'm handsome.
Yeah, you're going to be like 50% handsomer in 6 months than you are right now. Of that, there is no question.
Right,
Brandon, you got it wrong.
Yeah, whatever.
We love you, Matt Ryan.
Brawny.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the Podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN. And also available wherever you get your podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.